From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. There was some good news last month from the nation's retailers with tentative signs that consumers have begun spending again. Surveys of major retailers showed slight gains in sales last month, the first year-over-year increase since July of last year. Michael Namara is chief economist at the International Council of Shopping Centers.
I think this does put us in a better position as we move ahead to the holiday season.
Still, the gains recorded in two separate retail sales surveys were slight. Hate crimes legislation that broadens federal protection to include people attacked on the basis of their sexual orientation has been approved by the House of Representatives. The measure was attached to an annual Pentagon budget bill. More from NPR's David Wellna.
The new hate crimes bill was named after Matthew Shepard, a gay man who was tortured and murdered in Wyoming 11 years ago. The bill languished for years during the Bush administration, and even with bigger Democratic majorities in Congress and a Democrat in the White House, it was attached to the wartime defense bill to ensure passage. That angered Republicans, including Buck McKeon, the ranking minority member on the House Armed Services Committee.
This is anathema to me. I'm opposed to hate crimes legislation, and I'm especially opposed to the procedure of putting it on a defense bill.
Three out of every four House Republicans voted against the defense bill because of the hate crimes provision. So did 15 Democrats. Still, the bill passed by a wide margin, as it's expected to do in the Senate. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
A new report from the Brookings Institution says airline delays have worsened over the past two decades, and it predicts that they'll continue to do so. NPR's Adam Hochberg has more.
The researchers concluded that long delays have become twice as common on the nation's airlines than they were in 1990. And while the situation has stabilized lately as the slow economy has led airlines to scale back their flight schedules, the report said things are likely to get worse again as the economy recovers. Brookings said about 10% of flights now arrive at least 2 hours late. The researchers said there's plenty of blame to go around. They say the airlines have become reliant on a hub-and-spoke system, which has the effect of pushing more travelers into a handful of large, busy airports. Travelers have demanded more short flights between big cities, such as New York and Boston, and the government hasn't funded upgrades to the air traffic control system. Among the group's recommendations is an expansion of high-speed rail service to lessen the need for short-haul flights between nearby cities. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Officials say new flooding has hit about 30 towns in the northern Philippines, a region where hundreds were killed recently by Typhoon Parma. The new floods are the result of dams releasing excess water from recent heavy rains. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 13 points in trading Thursday. This is NPR News. The father of an Afghan immigrant accused of plotting a terror attack in New York City has been formally indicted by a Denver grand jury. Mohammed Zazi is accused of making a false statement in a matter involving terrorism. Zazi was arrested last month on that charge pending the indictment. He remains free on $50,000 bail and is scheduled to appear in federal court on Friday. Zazi's son, Najibullah Zazi, is being held without bond in New York after pleading not guilty to charges of conspiring to blow up transit sites in New York. Postal workers in Britain have voted to go on strike. Larry Miller has the story from London.
Three-quarters of British postal workers voted to shut down the Royal Mail. They claim the management of the UK Postal Service is destroying the business under the guise of modernization. Union leader Dave Ward.
If we don't take a stand now, then you will see postal services in the UK destroyed forever.
In the war of words, the state-owned Royal Mail condemned the strike, calling it deplorable, reprehensible, and irresponsible. The unions say it's fighting for jobs. The British Chambers of Commerce described the decision to strike as a death wish. The strike is set to begin later this month. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Two unmanned NASA spacecraft are on course to smash into the moon. A probe launched by NASA has separated into two pieces as scheduled. The aim of Friday's deliberate crash is to try to generate some ice. Again in stocks, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 13 points, closing at 97.86. The Nasdaq rose 13 points and the S&P was up 7. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.